From the studios of Vermont Public Radio, this is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Vermont is seeking an initial damage assessment from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to see if the state qualifies for federal disaster assistance following that severe windstorm that knocked out power across New England. Officials said Friday that Vermont must show at least $1 million in response and public infrastructure recovery costs to qualify, and the state says preliminary estimates exceed that $1 million amount. President Trump has appointed Rutland City Treasurer Wendy Wilton to lead Vermont's Farm Service Agency. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced the presidential appointment among a slate of FSA and rural development directors on Friday. According to the FSA website, the agency has approximately 50 employees across Vermont that work to assist farms in the state. Wilton will oversee federal agriculture programs that provide loans and land purchases, commodity price supports, disaster relief, and conservation efforts. Wilton says she's excited to serve Vermont in a new role but did not want to comment further until the state had made a formal announcement. Carl Strohmeyer, a dairy farmer in Pownall, who serves on the Bennington and Rutland County Committee of the FSA, was pleased by the appointment.
I am glad that they are putting a woman in the position, and I am glad they're putting somebody in who has a financial background. Also, I'm very glad that they've got somebody from this part of the state.
Wilton will follow Bob Paquin, who was FSA director under President Obama. The man credited as the first openly gay lawmaker in the country elected to statewide office has died. Ed Flanagan, a former Vermont auditor of accounts and a state senator, was 66 years old. He died Friday at a nursing home in New Hampshire. Flanagan suffered a traumatic brain injury in 2005 from a car crash that left him in a coma for several weeks. Flanagan's declining health in recent years was a result of those injuries. Flanagan was first elected Vermont Auditor of Accounts in 1992. He came out as gay in 1995 and was reelected twice. He was later elected to the state Senate. And the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department says preliminary numbers show that hunters took 40 moose in this year's hunting seasons. Hunters have reported 8 moose taken during the archery season and 32 during last month's rifle season. This year, 80 permits were issued for moose, down from 165 last year. 5 permits were also sold at the state's annual moose hunting permit auction. Today's Eye in the Sky forecast details. Showers are likely, except diminishing northwest today. Valley temperatures in the 50s to around 60 degrees, steady or falling throughout the afternoon. Chance of early showers south tonight, lows in the 20s to around 30, clear elsewhere, and tomorrow partly to mostly cloudy, highs upper 30s to low 40s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.